When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. Of course, we love when it's a football Friday, as this one is. Eagles and Jags, of course, on Sunday. Should be a very winnable game. You know, I mean, this is one that if they were to lose, that would be really horrendous. And I don't think any of us expect them to lose. So look, we'll talk about the game. We'll talk about the season, the team, and what we hope to see and expect to see on Sunday. You know, also the Flyers, they win last night, so they're playing a little bit better here. We'll get into the Sixers thing with Joel, the Phillies, a little Penn State-Ohio State action. Is Penn State, like, ever going to win a meaningful game? This would be the time. This would be the chance. So a lot on the table, almost all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
What's up, bud?
The United States has 3.5 cows per person.
3.5. So that would be 3.5. That's first off. That's how a lot of people would say it. 3.5.
That's a good point.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, it's like when the person today, James, and the person's 97 that says, someone's like, what time is it? It's 10 after 6.
How about a person
just say
who
six
says,
freaking 10.
Hey, how about a person who says, hey, I'm going to have a seat down on the Davenport?
What's that? I don't even know.
That's like, oh, my God. You don't know what a Davenport is?
That's an older person.
No. What's a Davenport?
It's a sofa. Chair. Yeah, sofa chair type thing.
I don't know that one. And I'm an old soul.
It's like saying 3.5. That's like saying, I'll go take a seat on the Davenport.
I got you. So 330 million Americans, you're saying there's a billion cows.
There are 3.5 cows per person. There are 9 states.
In America or the world?
In America.
Yeah, a billion cows.
And 9 states in the U.S. in which cows outnumber people.
In which cows, well, I would imagine, if they're 3.5 times, you know,
well,
many.
I mean, that you got a lot of states that have a lot of cows, and then you have a lot of states that don't have a lot of cows.
Well, wonder how it works in the Electoral College, you know? States.
You're right.
And,
you know, that's right. When it all matters.
Let's not touch that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's touch the Eagles game here. It's not that interesting a game. Let's start with that reality. I mean, of course the Eagles are supposed to win. Of course they are. I think the interesting thing going into it, and we'll kind of, you know, get conversation going here, on what you want to see from the Eagles this week in this game to make you feel more confident in the Birds moving forward. I mean, that to me, look, obviously, what do we want to see? We want to see a W. Thanks. Of course. Of course we want to see a W. John, what else do you want to see? It's the Eagles and the Jags. What do you want to see from the Birds this Sunday? And this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. What are you keen in on? What's important to see from the Birds this week, John?
I need to see some very very plain and straightforward things. The run game with Saquon. Let's see 20-plus touches for Saquon. You know, set up the play-action shots. What worked for us last week, let's keep doing the max protection with the tight ends in there, you know, staying in on their pass routes to help protect, to help out Tyler Steen, to help out Fred Johnson whenever necessary. You know, the way I used to look at it was you block with the bad boys to open it up for the big boys. Like I was one of the medium guys.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't run like Terrell, so I'll stay in and max protect.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine. It helps everyone, believe me. So, yeah, max protection with the tight ends. I love that. I think Jalen probably loves that, and I think these wide receivers love that because it gives them a chance to get downfield just that much farther. And Jalen, we know he's pretty good deeper down the field.
Yeah.
And I want to see consistency. You know, beat a team you're supposed to beat, and we'd like to feel pretty dominant about it. The last couple times out, you've beaten teams decisively. You went out and you beat the Giants, you beat the Bengals, and we felt secure in those wins. So I expect if Jalen's smart with the ball again, and I expect he'll be smart with the ball again because I think he's getting better in that regard. I think it matters. How many weeks will this be in a row? Will this be 5 weeks in a row without a turnover for Jalen?
Four.
If he
this
turns.
Would, four.
This would be
four.
Yeah. Okay, four in a row that you know, that's growing in the right direction. That's what matters most. You know, don't give the ball away. I'd like to continue to see that, you know, keep that streak going. The defense and the young guys especially, Joe, I need to see them play smart and continue to be the adage I told you about that I heard every week when I was playing as a rookie, that for every rookie you start, you lose a game. Every coach wants to remind you of that, and they want to remind you, don't let this be the week that that's the game. Don't let this be the week that your rookiness costs us a game. Don't go out there and look like a rookie, defense and young guys especially. Keep kicking ass while being smart. Don't make mistakes. It's Cooper and Quinion. These guys are so ahead of schedule. Just let's keep it that way. I love seeing it. Efficient, smart, win the game you're supposed to win. We as fans won't feel satisfied unless it's decisive. So that's essentially it. Keep doing what you've been doing. It's not always easy. In this league, it's going to be tough to go out there and make it look decisive against yet another team that I do believe you are significantly better than.
You would hope you would hope it's a decisive win because the Jags really aren't that good. I mean, they're really not. So here's the thing. To me, when I think about it, you can weigh in 215-592-9494, what you're keying in on and really want to see. I have a – it's almost like so what do they call that in boxing, a split decision?
Yes.
Like, okay, I almost have one of them. So I'm going to split this in a weird way. So there's what I want to see for the Eagles to...
Splitting it weird.
Yeah, I'm going to split this weird. There's what I want to see from the Eagles to win this game, and then there's what I want to see from the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And they're actually two, like, totally different things. So what I want to see from them to win this game is to do more of what they've done the last 2 weeks, and that's hide Jalen to a large extent. Run the ball a ton to make it easier on Jalen and lessen the chances of him messing it up by playing a little peekaboo with him. I think that's the formula this year.
Why do you have to be so, I don't know,
because it's what they're doing. Because it's what they're
about.
Because it's what they're doing.
It's what everyone's doing who has a run game, right?
Is that what
they do with Brock Purdy?
No, Andy Reid had a run game with Brian Westbrook, and he'd have Donovan throw it a ton. So it's not what everyone does that has a run game.
Andy Reid didn't use the run game the way he should.
Well, then it's not everyone. I mean, so here's what I believe is happening since the bye. I think the Eagles coaching staff on the offensive side went into the bunker and emerged from the bunker 2 weeks later and said, we've got to improve our team by relying less on Jalen Hurts. And by the way, we have a great running game to do it with a great running back, so it makes a lot of sense from that standpoint. And I think it's been a really wise change. We've seen the Eagles in past years do this, as recently as 2021, a major alteration as that season developed, you know, 2-5, 3-6. They started running
like this.
It.
You know what? Now you're making this like, hey, let's be disparaging.
Well,
we're going to take this away from Jalen and make it seem like he didn't perform
he's
been like punitively.
Well,
we're gonna dial it back.
They have Jalen. An obligation.
Look, every team around the league,
yep,
their quarterbacks have seen how tough it is to move the ball against these defenses this season. It really has been a trend.
It's been a little different. Yeah, I'll get that.
That defenses are winning. It's not just Jalen Hurts. So stop it.
Well, I'm not going to stop it, but here's what I'll say. It's incredible. If you really peel back the onion, they've won two games in a row in which he's had 36 passes. Two games combined. Now, one of the games they pulled him out with 9 minutes to go, so I get that that's a skewed thing. But if you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of games in Eagles history where a quarterback will throw the ball more than 36 in one game.
You're right.
And so won by combined 45 points or whatever, too.
No, I get it. So here's the thing. The small picture is, I believe, for the Eagles to have the best chance to win this game and most games, it is to run the ball a ton. And I hope they do that.
And that is oversimplified.
And I hope they do that. But to win the Super Bowl, what I want to see is Jalen replicate or come near replicating what he did in the second half last week, which I thought he was fantastic. Second half last week was the best football. I mean, he's played 7 games this year, 14 halves. That was by far the best half of football he's played this year. So, of course, my hope is when they lean on him, whether it's to a small extent, a medium extent, or a great extent, that he is awesome. We're near awesome. And that, to me, is what will be necessary in the playoffs to beat Detroit or whomever else is an elite team come that time. So, to me, that's the formula within this game that I'm looking for. The micro to win the game is running a lot. The macro to win the Super Bowl is Jalen's got to play better than he did 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, like he did last week when he was fantastic, guys. There is no beating around the bush. He was awesome in the second half of that game. Now, other things, defense, to me, it's about the pass rush. You know, I am a believer in the back end of this secondary. Obviously, it's going to be harder without Darius Slay. We'll see Isaiah Rodgers, I suppose, in a full game. I mean, Slay didn't practice yesterday, so I'm not particularly optimistic that he'll play. But however they construct that defensive backfield, of course, you know, it's a little more challenging without Slay. But I think the big thing when you talk about, again, I view this more through the prism of the Super Bowl than this game when I talk about the pass rush. Like, could the Eagles win this game if Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff and Nolan Smith don't have a sack? Sure, probably. They should. They better. But to win the Super Bowl, guys like Bryce Huff and Nolan Smith and Josh Sweat better get more sacks. That, to me, is what I'm talking about within this game. What stands out that'll say, I can plant my flag next to our team and believe they've got a shot for real glory this week, this year? That, to me, is what's most interesting. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on what's key for you to see. John, is it fair or unfair the way I framed that Jalen thing?
I think you're ridiculous. I think you are unfair. I think what you're
saying.
You don't think they're playing peekaboo
with Jalen?
Everyone runs the ball because they want to run the ball and win in the NFL.
That's not true.
We are good at running the football. What do you mean it's not true? We are good at running the football, so we run the football.
But normally,
Jalen is good at figuring out whether he should hand the ball off or pull the ball and keep it himself, or whether to pull it and throw it downfield, the RPO stuff. All that stuff is so automatic for him, you don't appreciate it. Jalen is so much better than what you appreciate.
Well, look,
let's dumb it down and run the football just like everyone else in the NFL is right now. They are running the football because that's what defenses are allowing.
No.
Just like the head coach tells us every week, hey, it might be different next week. It very well might be different. John, they line up heavy the whole game. They could go out there in goal line and short yardage the whole game, which would lead to us throwing the ball the whole game because that's how you would beat that.
But here's
the path of least resistance.
John, when I hear the coach talk, you got to see through what he's saying. Of course he's going to say there could be the game we throw it 20 times. There could be the game we throw it 40 times. But wouldn't you acknowledge, John, since the bye, they've dialed Jalen back? Wouldn't you acknowledge they made a clear change?
I was told that Jalen made a clear change.
Forget what you were told. Yes or no, did they make a change out of the bye?
I don't know, Joe.
Well, I do know. The answer is yes.
I wasn't in the building.
I watched the Eagles play. They don't
Our
mean...
team play better football.
Yeah, you're not keeping it real.
But you have not watched the rest of the NFL play football the same way.
I don't need
this
to.
This season has evolved the same way for other teams, too.
All right, look.
They learned running the football is a good way to be successful this year with all the tiny little defenses.
I agree with that.
And so that's what we're doing.
All right.
Stop making it all about Jalen Hurts.
All right,
it's about what wins football games in the NFL. And, yes, it does happen to involve us running the football too. We've got the best running back out there, the best offensive line out there, the best offensive line coach out there. Of course we should run it. It will make everything else easier, including Jalen's job.
Particularly when you have an average quarterback. And we finally have an Eagles regular Sunday afternoon game. Home, good weather. Now, this is the last one until when? What's the deal? December or something like that?
No, Thursday night, Washington in a couple weeks.
Sunday.
Oh,
Sunday.
Last Sunday until December, yeah.
I mean,
is it really? We've been spoiled.
No, but I mean home, but they haven't been home games.
Well, yeah, but they haven't all been primetime games like they have.
They have not been. That's right. They have not been primetime. Devin, what do you want to see this week from the Eagles?
Honestly, I've been pretty happy with what I've seen, you know, barring the first quarter. I'd like to see first quarter points. I don't mind.
That's a big one. We still.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy.
That
we still are not scoring
there.
First quarter points. Very impressed with the defense. I'm totally fine with Jalen Hurts. If, Joe, in your words, dialing it back, I don't think you necessarily need to pass for 300 yards to be a good team and a good offense. He hasn't turned the ball over, and the Eagles have won since the bye. So I like what I see. A little bit worried about injuries, especially when it comes to Dallas Goedert, but. I mean, the Jags are not a very talented team, so I'm not too worried about it. And that worries me a little bit because I'm a Philadelphia fan, and we always kind of have that innate worry and anxiety. But I'm feeling good about the Birds.
All right, let's go to the phones. Where everyone stands on the Eagles, what you want to see on Sunday. And again, I view it through the prism not so much of winning the game, but winning the Super Bowl and what's important for that. And the pass rush has to pick up. Let's go to Tom Wright for that purpose. Not necessarily to beat the Jags, but to win the title. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Morning, Joe. How are you, man?
Morning, Tommy.
Hey, the thing about it is, you know, the first quarter, they haven't did anything in seven games. Besides the Tampa game where the defense just hung out to dry, 100-degree heat for the whole first quarter, they've only let up a total of 16 points in the other six games.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. So the defense has been good, even though the offense hasn't. Okay, good fact.
And to get into a Super Bowl, of course, you have to have a good defense. And the reason why we're starting to go now is he's not turning the ball over Hurts. And, I know it was a lot to ask, if you wouldn't mind lining up directly behind center. But that sticking in the gut of Barkley and pulling it back out, man, that would confuse any defense. And, you know, if it also that gives Barkley a chance to read the defense, too, on the hot route. You know, there's a lot of things. But I really feel good about the defense because they got somebody in there. They got a lot of young guys, and I think they're buying in. You know what I mean?
Well, it does seem like they're buying in, and it does seem like Vic Fangio is figuring some stuff out about how to use the guys.
The tackling, too. Tackling was a lot better.
That's right.
Week.
No, they are tackling. All right, Tom, good call, man. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Gerald right now. He's calling from Germantown. Good morning, Gerald.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Awesome, Gerald.
Hey, listen, Joe. I'm about had enough of you, man. Like, your negativity towards QB1 is crazy. You
beat them up, Gerald.
You don't think they're playing a little peekaboo?
Joe, can I get it off first, man?
Of course, before you comment.
You started off by saying this guy can't read the blitz. He can't read defenses. He's slow. He's old. And all these things.
Well, I didn't say all that.
You said he was slow and he couldn't run no more. Joe,
well, I said he's not as athletically spry as when he first
same
entered the
thing.
League. That's still true,
what
although
words?
He's looking better.
26.
Joe, what
but he's not
words?
As athletically spry as when he was 22.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, John, you go put on tape from 2020. It's not even close.
Yo, man, you go put on tape.
I mean, look at last week.
Phone,
well, no, hold on. Gerald, I do want you to make your point. By the way, you have a fine name, Gerald, okay?
Don't do that.
No, I mean, I'm Joseph Gerald DeCamera. I love your name. Were you named after a nun like I was?
No, absolutely not.
All right, finish your Jalen point, Gerald. I want to give you all the chance. Go ahead.
I just need you to stop bashing this guy, man. It's a shame, man, how you tamed down. You tried that same argument with Jaws, saying that they turned the offense back to cater to him, and he told you no. You said it last
I think
week.
He was wrong.
Joe, everybody can't be wrong and you're right all the time.
No, I'm not right all the time. I have a high batting average, but it's not 1,000.
You're great at sports trivia, but your opinion goes off the rails.
All right, Jared, let me ask you a couple questions. All jokes aside, and I do appreciate your call, and this is interesting. Let me ask you this. Yes or no, do you think the coaching staff from the bye, during the bye, said, let's start leaning on Jalen less in the passing game? Yes or no?
No, I think what they've started doing is what everybody's been clamoring for them to do is run the football. Cut it out, man. Stop
yeah, but that was for – but, Gerald, that was for two reasons. One, they can run it. But two, I mean, Jalen was not being very effective. Gerald, he wasn't – come on, you got to keep it real. He was not very effective in the passing game in September, right? Come on.
He started off the season slow, like most quarterbacks did. He didn't play in the preseason. He has since has picked it up, man. What are you talking about?
Well, he picked it up last week in the second half. There's no question.
He played good against Cleveland. He played great against the Giants, and he played great last week.
I didn't think so.
Cut it out. I know you don't think so because you don't like him.
No, I do like him. I wish he was a better player.
No, man, you don't like him. You've been beating this guy up, man, since day one, man. I'm done, man. Have a nice day. It gets hard to listen to you in the morning, Joe.
All right, my man. I appreciate the call and sentiments.
You've upset Gerald.
Look, I know not everyone always wants to hear it, but I tell you what I think, and we'll see. I mean, I hope that he flourishes and they rock and roll, and he's here for 10 years if he deserves it. I mean, of course, that's the hope. Hey, by the way, you know what we, did not do yesterday at the end of the show? Naughty people around here. We didn't award our prize.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is an oh, no. So yesterday we had a topic for a $100 gift card on what's a strange tradition. So we need to award a prize for that based on the answers that were given yesterday. And I think some of the notable ones that stand out, the Mummers Parade, obviously, was said.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That should take some priority.
That's got a real shot. The breaking plates
at weddings.
At weddings, yep. Thing is a thing. Candy corn, like once a year.
Yeah.
Not the other 364 days, but once a year, candy corn. And then I thought the naked bike ride was a great
The naked bike
answer.
Ride is hysterical.
I think that's the winner for
I
me.
I think that's the winner.
Okay, what, Devin, where are you at here? Naked bike ride, candy corn, breaking plates, Mummers.
Naked bike ride.
Well, we already got three,
I
John.
It's a Mummers.
It would be between those two for me, but I think naked bike ride takes the cake.
I kind of do, too. I mean, the Mummers is a classic. There's no question. But the naked bike ride,
think
I mean.
Think about the fact that the Mummers Day parade happens here and only here.
So does the bike ride. So does the bike ride, John.
Wow. All right. Other people don't want to watch the bike ride.
This is true, John. You make an excellent point.
All right, Will, you've won the prize. You, sir, have won the prize. By the way, some people like to watch that naked bike ride. It's just all a matter of.
Just because it's you, Joe, doesn't
know.
Mean it's
I don't
some.
Know that
who
many people.
Who really turns their eyes away?
I don't
Who's
want
like,
to
Who's like, no,
watch
I can't
Joe,
look at that.
Come on. It's not that.
Every 17th person, someone's attractive.
Oh, every 17th
I think that's a little too ambitious.
Oh, too ambitious. I was just joking around. Every 37th person, there's a beauty in there.
Difficult to look attractive in any way while you're riding a bike naked, you think?
If you're unattractive.
I'm just saying, it's probably really hard to pull off.
It's weird. I'm just joking around. All right, hope you're having a great start to your Friday morning. Of course, getting ready for what really should be a very winnable game by the Eagles. They're a 7.5-point favorite, and it would be a disaster if they lost this one. And I don't expect they will. Now, there's a couple interesting subplots. One of which revolves around Doug Peterson. He's coming back, guys. So we put Doug into two different Twitter poll questions of the day today. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check out Armin's incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So it was 5 years of Doug. It has been now this is the fourth season of Nick. And we put him in a poll question. Who would you prefer as the Eagles head coach? Alphabetical order. Doug Peterson or Nick Sirianni? Rhea, who would you prefer?
You know, I thought about this because the same problems that plagued Doug here towards the end are the same problems that are plaguing him in Jacksonville. Problems with his coordinators and not able to get the quarterback right. So, you know, I'm shocked that I'm saying this, but I'm going to go Sirianni.
James, you got an answer on Doug or Nick preference?
Yeah, I'm with Rhea in that I am surprised that I'm going Nick Sirianni, but I think for this team in this moment, I think Nick's better. I think he makes more sense for this team.
So I'm curious where everyone comes down. You can obviously weigh in on the phone lines. It's a bit of a conundrum question. Your preference between these two, Doug and Nick, who would you go with? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and weigh in on the phone lines as well. We also have a ridiculous poll question. We were joking about this earlier.
Crazy. You guys both just picked Nick over Doug,
yes.
The guy who got us a Super Bowl.
Yeah but who's
that
had
makes,
a pretty
Doug
much losing
struggled,
record.
Man.
No. I can't.
This isn't a Nick Foles situation
there.
Where he's only good here.
Yeah, I mean, John, I don't think it's crazy talk. Like
Nick has a way, 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 way better record as head coach. He does. Okay. I'm just stating a fact.
The same faith in him as I do in Doug, I guess.
Well, you were pretty out on Doug at the end.
I was very out on Doug.
But
I'm more out on Nick than I am on Doug.
All right, well, we asked the question: Doug or Nick? Who would you rather the birds have?
But lately, certainly, it feels ridiculous to say I'm out on Nick.
But Nick also,
I don't feel out on Nick. Okay. I'm just saying, try to tie back into the way we feel about Doug. Like, yeah, he's having a rough time. A bit.
We also know how he gives Nick a better roster than Doug gets from whoever's in charge down there. I mean,
you have to factor that in too. It feels like you got 10 times the roster power here than you do down in Jacksonville.
I'm pretty sure Doug doesn't have A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley down there. All right, so look, I'm just putting it out there. We'll see where people...
Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Trevor Lawrence?
I would rather have Jalen. I think Trevor Lawrence is not good, not good.
He makes some spectacular mistakes.
Watching him play a couple years ago against the Eagles and then in the handful of times I've seen him through the years, because how often am I really going to watch a Jags game? Yeah. I've never been impressed. Yeah. I watch him play, and I'm just not impressed.
Didn't they have a game here a couple years ago where they got off, they were up like 21-0 or something?
That was when
last Shady, time they were here.
Wasn't that when Shady was here? That was a while ago.
Yeah, and then they came back.
No.
Thinking of the last time Doug was here. It was pouring rain.
Right.
And the Jags
you're thinking
were
of the shade. Really, you're talking 17-0. I think it was the opening game of the season, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. And Darren Sproles went wild, and they came back. All right, the other Doug question we have, we were joking about this one earlier in the week. Who would win a fight? 56-year-old Doug Peterson, who's got the headbutt advantage, or 43-year-old Nick Sirianni, who's got the age advantage?
He's only 43.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I looked it up. Makes me feel pretty inferior at the age of 46.
Yeah, well, Nick and I are the exact same age. He's like 3 months older than me, so I feel
all right, so Doug or Nick a fight. The other poll question, I just want to sprinkle this in because it feels like it's been at least a decade and a half. Who wins tomorrow, No. 3 Penn State versus No. 4 Ohio State? And what I mean by a decade and a half is since Penn State has won a game that really matters, they have a chance this weekend. I know Penn State doesn't have the market share they used to have, 20, 30, 40 years ago when Joe Pa was running things and they were competing for national titles almost every year. But, I mean, they have a chance for a national title this year. This is a really important game. They never beat Ohio State when it actually matters.
No.
Never, Rhea.
No.
They never win this game.
I'll never.
Ever.
A couple years ago.
James Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, James Franklin. Yeah. Tried. How that guy got a 10-year contract extension blows. But I remember they were winning against them pretty handily. And then he made a terrible mistake right before the half, and it opened up the floodgates for Ohio State.
All right, so look, Penn State, Ohio State, you want to comment? Obviously, it'll be an interesting game to watch tomorrow. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Wade right now. Wade, good morning.
Hey, yo, good morning. What's up, y'all?
Hi,
hey,
Wade.
Hey, man, listen, this ain't nothing new. Everybody tell you, Joe, you be wildin'. Listen, Devin, he be telling, Devin, whenever they got a guest, he tell about your Eagles team. He told George, he told Seth, he told Chelsea, he told Ross.
You told Jaws?
He told everybody that come there, guest he tell. Yo,
wait,
he
I do people everybody. Dirty, both to their faces and behind their backs.
I'm equal
opportunity.
What started happening? I've had, just in the last like 2-3 weeks, several strangers, other members of the media come up to me and say, are you okay? They're really mean to you on that show. They like to bully you. I'm like, you know what?
No. Let me explain something to you, my man. There was a 2-minute political attack ad at me courtesy of Conklin this week. I think I'm allowed to dish it out from time to time. Given how much people come after me, right?
I agree with that, actually. I totally agree.
Plus, Wade, it's all in good fun.
It's like our love language.
Yeah.
We all just like to give each other a hard time.
He's just joking around.
He tried to crack jokes because he the butter that joke like he was with the mask yesterday. Came and got him with the mask joke. Kicked the mask off. You know what I'm saying?
So the Ben Davis mask joke line was brilliant.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you'll hear it in Drop of the Week if you missed it.
So he always tried to come up on somebody.
All right, Wade, give me your thoughts on this Eagles game and this team.
Man, I feel good with the team, and I like where we're going. And the only people you listen about with football is Jaws and Steph. And they say the same thing that your partners say, but you disrespect him because you be with him every day. Like, you don't take in his football stuff. You win, James. Y'all came at him last week talking about, come on, man. You said you wasn't going to be optimistic about the coaches. Y'all try to say this man can't, not you, James. Joe, you try to say this man can't play quarterback. He like, dude.
I'm not saying he can't play quarterback. I'm saying for $250 million, he's got to play better.
He do got to play better. I'm going to say you said he can't play quarterback.
You just said he's got to play better. That's what I'm saying.
He do got to play better and turn the ball off. You said he can't play under center. You said he don't know
well,
how to
Well, he hasn't
he
played effectively under center for
no,
the most of his career.
Y'all say he can't do it. You say he don't know how to do it. Y'all like, well, why he not doing it? He's the coach.
No, you say that I said can. I never said can't, Wade. No, hold on. That's not fair. I'll take the hits when it's fair. What I have said consistently about Jalen is I don't think he's comfortable under center. And I don't think, there's certainly no track record, big picture, of him being successful under center. That's a fact, other than quarterback sneaks. And I hope that they develop it, and I hope he's willing, and I hope they do it more, and let's see how it goes. I mean, I've been clear of that. But, yes, have I doubted that he would be effective under center? I have doubted that. And part of why I doubt that is because they've done it so little that it makes me think that they know he wouldn't be good at it. But listen, maybe he'd be very good at it. You got to try it to know it. And they have increased it the last couple of weeks, and that's good. And he's done fine. I mean, he's
and
largely
so you acknowledge that you're wrong.
Well, he's largely handed the ball off. The point is when you do it more, well, and
do
actually,
you acknowledge?
No,
that you
I
were
don't.
Wrong.
I don't acknowledge.
You
that.
Told us according to
John,
our
they
caller,
were salting. They were salting games
you
away
said
and running
forever.
The ball.
He is not running from under center because somehow he's incapable.
I didn't say. You're making up words.
He didn't want to.
No, well, that
wasn't his preference.
No, you're saying,
John, I never
didn't
said
do it in college. He's well, not going to want to do it now. Like, he doesn't care. Like,
I don't
it
agree
is,
with
it
you.
It is a play. It's the way you start a play. I guarantee when he was a little kid, he's starting plays under center. He's starting plays from the shotgun. It's probably like six here, half dozen the other.
You really
for,
believe
for
that?
Jalen Hurts.
You believe that?
Maybe it's five
even
and
it's,
seven. I'm telling
how about
you, it doesn't
10%.
Make as big a difference as you seem to think it makes. I don't know why you contribute so much to this concept. It is something that he can just like, he can step under center and run a play.
Okay,
it's not a big deal. Okay, right. And we're seeing more and more of it now, which proves to us that it's not a big deal.
All right, people can weigh in. By the way, speaking of weighing in, I need a verdict here. Couple days ago, this really annoyed me, but maybe this is on me for being the dummy.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, I've told you before, about 2 months ago for the first time, I ordered ice cream delivery.
Who okay. orders ice cream?
Ice delivery. Cream delivery.
I do, like, every week.
Okay.
Really?
Thank you. We're off to a good start here.
Are you talking, like, from the grocery
my
store?
Friday
or are you
night,
talking
no,
relaxing
local store.
Activity?
Yeah, no, I'm Devin.
From the ice cream place?
Yeah, from an ice cream place.
Wow.
I don't know what it was.
So it's scooped out, and then it's delivered
Sundown.
To you. And in my mind, I would think it's going to be melted by
be
the
messy.
Time it gets
well,
to me.
So
I'm not going to order it.
It never had been until this last time. Here's what happens three nights ago, I think it was. Hour and a half.
Well, of course it's about you got soup
and Amy,
delivered.
And Amy could tell, I don't know quite how, but on the app, that the delivery guy was delivering elsewhere before coming to us.
Yeah, well, they
only
probably
Amy
had other deliveries.
But you weren't able to tell that?
Well, I wasn't looking at the phone. She was looking. So, James, shouldn't there be either the ice cream place or the app people? They've got to have a rule. If you're going to pick up from the ice cream place, you got to take straight to the dude.
I don't think the app should. I mean, it's not the app's job. The app's job is to take the orders in the order they get them and get them to the people in the order they're ordered in. If you want to have an issue with the ice cream shop for allowing the app to do that,
I mean, I need to have an issue
fine,
with somebody. So do you think, is that a righteous?
There should be some kind of note put on it that, hey, this is ice cream. I mean, I think you
should go out and get ice cream and not order ice cream. I think it's insane.
Yeah.
I think you deserve what you got.
You might have to bite the
That's
bullet.
That's a good point, Jimmy.
I just wasn't in the mood. I mean, I was sitting on the
So it took an hour and a half to get there, and by the time it got there, it was just complete liquid?
I put it in the freezer. It was in there for like 2 or 3 hours.
And you tried
hours.
To freeze it,
just,
it back up.
It just wasn't.
Oh, that's hysterical.
It wasn't. It was, it like turned into a milkshake kind of, but like it wasn't, you know.
Oh,
all right,
let's listen to
Juan Soto. He's going to be more expensive than ice cream. Juan Soto, after obviously the Yankees had lost the World Series, and he's just a couple of days from free agency. All these teams are reaching out to him. Here's Juan Soto.
I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely, I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that. So I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
All right. Now, Riga, in your update, you had it that there's a report, $700
million. $700 million or more.
Not deferred.
Not deferred.
He's not getting that.
Eight teams have checked in. I'm just saying what he's reporting.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Who reported it, Rhea?
John Heyman.
Yeah, so a Boris guy reported it, you know? I mean, Heyman and Nightingale are like mouthpieces for Boris. I take what they say in these Boris things with a big grain of salt.
I agree with you, James. I mean, let me put it this way. If he gets $700 million, I will be beyond shocked. I also wonder on the Phillies front if your mindset is Juan Soto or bust. Mine's not. But I know a lot of people, because he is by far the sexiest name out there. He's the best player available, and he should have the brightest future because he is at such a young age, despite his incredible accomplishments. It is very similar to the Bryce Harper thing 6 years ago, five, six years ago, where you know, you get a guy at a great age, you can give him 10 or 12 years, and you know he might not be a disaster to the back end. Maybe he won't be a disaster at any point.
And you're also getting his prime on the front end.
Getting his prime. Yeah.
But
Jimmy, are we able to support this concept? Like, if this ends up being $600 million. Like, doesn't it? How steep can it get? And John Middleton is able to support it. I don't know. Do we have
I don't
a
know
limit,
either, John?
Well, do they, we have a spending.
Like, technically, no.
Yes, there's
limit.
Well, no, but yes, they have their budget. We just don't know what it is.
Yeah,
he did speak about that this morning. There's a story just posted by Scott Lauber. He spoke to Middleton, and he said, "It's a direct quote: for the right player, I have a high degree of confidence that myself and Dave Dombrowski would go to over the third threshold."
Good.
So
I'm guessing Juan Soto is the right type of player.
That's good. What's interesting in this discussion is, are they going to have to eat money on Castellanos if they want to trade him? Like, there's some guys, if they want to get rid of, they might have to eat some money. Now, it's not too many guys. It's not like a Jim Thome situation all those years ago where it's a huge price tag. But, you know, I do wonder, are they going to have to eat some money to get rid of somebody? So, anyway, 215-592-9494 if you want to comment on the Juan Soto thing. Also, when you do today, a chance to win a prize here on the program, because, of course, on a daily basis, we like to give you a chance to win something cool. We have that yet again today. And today I'm going to ask you this question. I'll tell you the prize in a moment. But on this, the anniversary of the great movie Titanic coming out in the late 1990s, 97, I believe, I'll ask you, what was a bad decision in a movie? Because clearly in Titanic, and by the way, in real life, yeah. You know, you got people, you know, the powers that be saying, we're full steam ahead. We got to get there fast. And like, but there's an iceberg. So it's pretty dumb. So today, for a pair of tickets, you know, we had Boots Ennis. He's a great boxer. He's a champion from Philadelphia. We had him in studio about 2 weeks ago with us. And he's got a fight coming up on November 9th at the Wells Fargo Center. A championship bout. And Boots is going to be fighting against, you know, another fighter named Bam. They're calling it the Boots and Bam event, Wells Fargo. By the way, tickets on sale at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. So it can be from the real-life version turned into a movie like Titanic, or the purely fictionalized stuff where there's just a new concept created, for what was a bad decision in a movie. Best answer ever provides it is going to win the fight tickets at 215-592-9494. Let me put one disclaimer out there. We're not looking for the biggest, baddest, worst things in society that's depicted in movies, like Schindler's List and, you know, a lot of people being killed. Like, that's not the objective here. We're trying to have some fun.
A little lighthearted.
A little bit more. Like, let me give you an example. Apollo Creed made a horrible decision entering the 15th round of Rocky II. He wanted to knock Rocky out. He had so much pride that Rocky had taken him the distance in the first fight. He wanted to knock him out. His corner's saying, don't go for the knockout. You've got it won. All he had to do was stay away for 3 minutes, and he retains the belt. But he was hell-bent on knocking him out, and because of that, he engaged, and Rock knocked him out.
That's not even the worst decision Apollo made in a Rocky movie.
Well, that's true, too. What, to fight Drago?
Yeah, to keep going. You kidding me? Going.
You're right. All right, give us a
good... Don't throw in the towel.
right, exactly. All right, give us a big answer for a bad decision from a movie. Best answer, the person's going to win the I mean, think about this. A championship bout at the Wells Fargo Center in 2 weeks. John, what do you got? In 1 week. John, what do you got here?
Did you see Candyman?
I have not.
When I was in college, man, this is like 1993, I think, the summer of 1993. Candyman was on everyone's mind. Like, don't say Candyman when you look in the mirror five times.
Wow.
Do not do that.
It was
and
scary?
Then everyone does it.
Because it was scary?
Oh, man. Yeah. It will lead to your demise.
So what's the decision?
You decided to look in the mirror and say Candyman five times?
I'm
dumb.
Sorry. I got you.
Why is everyone making this dumb decision? Because it only leads to one thing.
Seltzer, give me a bad decision from a movie.
Michael Douglas made a bad decision sleeping with Glenn Close.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
Wow.
That's a great
one.
That's a great answer. Devin, what do you got for a bad decision from a movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off when Cameron crashes his dad's Ferrari.
I don't know that I'd call that a decision, but I guess to drive
The whole just day off, plain hooky decision to use the car.
Okay, the car ultimately, did hurt his relationship with his dad. We still don't know where that thing went,
no.
But we know he was ready to tell the dad off. Rhea, give me an answer here for a decision from a movie that went awry.
The mayor keeps the beaches open in Jaws.
Oh, man.
Great
That's
answer,
a great
yeah.
answer, too.
Yeah.
Great answer. All right, 215-592-9494 for answers. Let's hear from Jaws. You know, we talked to him earlier this week about the Eagles. Big picture, he's a believer in what they're doing now. Here's Ron Jaworski earlier this week.
Final thing here. Are the Eagles back?
Yes.
Good. I was after a quick answer.
No, that's good. That's good.
They're
absolutely back. This team is starting to come together. Hey, there's going to be some bumps in the road. It's the National Football League. Every team, you know, has their highs and their lows. But the last few weeks, this team has really turned it around quickly. And and we didn't even talk about Jalen. It's the best game I've seen Jalen play in probably over a year. You know, I mean, he was sharp, comfortable, and I love the way that he played the game.
Yeah,
especially when you only have to drop back 20 times and everyone else does their job rather than drop back 40 times and have to carry the burden of victory.
Listen, there's no question Jalen was great, particularly in the second half of that game. He really was. All right.